Okay, very interesting. Welcome to work session. We'll call this meeting to order at 7:29. So we're a little behind. Discussion on fines and fee schedule. That's in your packet. And these are things that you guys need to look over. If you want to discuss any of them tonight, we need to discuss these tonight. In fact, time out for a minute. I am going to redo this because Travis is the only one here. Travis, I'm going to let you do your report. So if you want to leave, you can go because I don't have fire anybody here. That way we can discuss and you can go hunt.
Let's go home and have a shower.
There you go. Yeah.
It's the water. Everything's soft. Everything waters. I'm great. Only had 50 meters not read this morning. So we're making progress.
Because remember when we started up?
We had 300
and something. We were at 700 and something.
First time I read meters, there was only like 120 that read.
So yeah, we were.
Bless you. You guys have done so good.
That's awesome.
So, only have 50 not read was.
And we've identified which 50 and we're working on that. Do we have the proper number of fixes available for them to be fixed?
Yeah, the issue with these ones is a lot of them are the county addresses. And with their meter burials, there is no rhyme or reason to where they are. All of them are buried. So
they're lost. Okay.
And I've talked with both Mark Fryer and Scott Belknap because they both were around when these all got put in. And they're both willing to come right around with me for a day. And because they're both short enough, it's, yeah, it's right there. Dig a hole.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Perfect.
So I've been trying to whittle down the list of what I can find before I waste a lot of their time because they're more than happy to come volunteer and I don't want to.
Yeah.
You take them for lunch when they come volunteer?
But we should.
We probably should.
I have not looked into, I've been busy with the wedding. I haven't looked into the covering of, I haven't done that yet.
That torch.
We can talk about that later. Yeah.
Yes, water, everything's good there. And then sewer, we're finally at the point that we can run the press 3 days a week and it seems to be maintaining or staying low to mid 300s on the saddleometer, which is where it should be. And the tanks are the clearest they have ever been. You can actually see into them.
Nice.
Be able to.
Hey, will you take a picture before the next council you report and show that?
I don't know if it'll work in a picture because of the glare on.
How much? Is there very much the foam?
We still have some foam, but it seems like it's starting to go away.
The moss.
And the moss, I think, is just always going to be a thing unless we chemically treat it, but I don't dare do anything there because I don't want to mess it up. So that'll be.
It's like a pretty delicate balance.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by everybody that runs a plant full time, not just when they have time. So the moss,
the moss
is okay. We scrub it off, it comes back, we scrub it off again. And the reuse pumps down there haven't been being used because everything was so far behind in the tanks. And it's got, I think the screen for it was undersized originally because it filters the water from the pump before it sends it into the system because like the press uses reuse water and Headworks building, there's a screen that uses reuse water. We had issues with that. That had been the winter of 22, early 23. And we had a plumber come pipe culinary, so we've been using culinary for that. Well, this last week, we got those pumps back up and running. They didn't want to start. And worked some magic, gave them a little love tap, and now they work. We were thinking we were going to have to pull the pumps.
TLC.
They tried turning them on, and they and stopped. And wouldn't go, and so we monkeyed with them for most of the day. And
got them working?
Yeah.
Good.
Sweet.
Good.
Nice job.
Also, if you hadn't all moved them back behind the shop,
Don't look too close yet. It's still a work in progress, but
maybe next month we'll.
Hopefully by, if not the end of this week, the end of next week. But because we had all the millings from West Factory just sitting in piles in the park, growing weeds. I was sick of the yard out back because it was road base, and anytime you got any water or washed a truck or anything, we were tracking crap in and out. So we dug 4 inches of base out and we're hauling millings in. And supposedly we're going to make it like blacktop.
Nice.
If everything goes according to plan. Talked with guys at UDOT and they mix concrete powder in as they're laying the millings, which we don't have the capability to do. But I've talked to some other guys and they say you lay it, get it all smooth, roll it, and then you sweep the concrete powder into it and wet it, and it makes it set like
oh, nice.
Asphalt. So that's the route we're going.
We'll have to treat weeds well on the outside of the fence. We'll have to treat weeds, but at least not that, the inside.
That'll get taken care of. I want to dig the base out of the outside too and fill that with millings, but I can't do that with the hoe. So that'll be a shovel. Once we get the inside done and usable, then we can work around the outside.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They've been busy. They've done a good job.
Yeah. And having three guys is amazing and wonderful.
Three.
Four.
We've got a part-time kid too.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And divide and conquer. And like, for doing this milling project, have a crew, so two guys are running trucks, and one guy's here spreading, and one guy's at the park loading. And
nice.
Like, really efficient with time. It only took, it was like 7 minutes for a load round trip, instead of, you know, if you're doing it by yourself, probably would have been
all day.
15 or 20 for a trip.
Yeah, nice. Good job.
So, yeah, having a crew is helpful.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Anything else?
Thank you for everything you do.
It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for it.
Yeah, I would just like to thank our public works and our two gals in the office, because through this transition, they have been heroes. They have done well. And they've had to do a lot of digging. They've had to learn a lot on their own. Travis has taken this public work thing and
run with it.
We've got action going now and things being done, that where we can see that things are being done and taken care of, and I for one appreciate that, so thank you all very much.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, back to fines and fees.
Okay.
Thanks, Travis.
Oh, I was going to say, don't be a leave girl.
Well, I'm not leaving.
I have a beef with the candidate election filing fee.
Get rid of it. It's something that electricity's charged. Like I said, I was trying to come up with.
Do you want to have to pay the election? I don't either, but
it covers our one of the, it wasn't last year, the four election fees were $3,400. It simply just tries to cover what we pay for your
one of the packets that Crystal had to do. And
the only thing I can see of it being a benefit is it cuts out the people that, if they're elected, don't just say, oh, never mind. I mean, it's only $50, but do you know we had to pay for an election 4 years ago that didn't even need to happen because of that?
Because someone dropped out? Is that what you're saying? Hmm. Well,
this is why I wanted to get this to you. This is why I was emailed. I want the feedback. This takes a lot of time and effort, right? We have a lot of fees that we don't collect. This will help write our revenue.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with that.
Don't you?
No.
Maybe I just don't want it bad enough.
Because I already feel like I'm getting, like, I got an IV stuck to my arm, stuck in a life out.
Yeah. This none of this is affected till I vote in it. So
does it have to be 50?
No, you can change it to whatever you want. We can change it to whatever you want.
But if it's a
well, 50 is like kind of comparable to what other cities are.
Okay, yes. And I've researched Kaysville, Clearfield, Riverdale, Tremont, up in Logan. Manti is very comparable to us, what we have now. I've looked at there. I mean, I'm not just pulling these out of the hat. I'm looking at what other cities.
No, I appreciate that. I guess, I mean, the reality is I guess I just don't want that $50. But the other thing is I feel like this election's going to take place no matter what. I mean, I guess unless nobody runs, which is also a reality.
Well, but this current election is passed, right?
That's more.
Anybody who's applied does not have to pay this. Jeanette, you don't have to pay
it. Right.
But it's gone in the future.
Passed it yet, so.
Okay. So, I don't know. I could probably be persuaded either way. I just, for me, I'm personally.
Yeah, one thing with this, I think what we all need to do is go through it line by line, and I think you can mark it up, and then come back to next council meeting and say, okay, let's.
Notice that I want you to notice, anything that's green is fees we've never charged before, and I want to add those. And I really want to, on page two, there's two fees I want to add that I have talked with Val about, I've talked with the mayor about, and it's specifically a water connection and a water sewer fee.
Correct.
And all my, right now, these are all dicey in there about what's going on with the impact fees, and it looks like we currently already charge an existing system fee. But when all of my research that I have done, unless we are a city over 5,000 people, unless we are charging $250,000 a year in a connection fee, which we are not, we can set any rate we want that is reasonable and justified. And with our current situation, I felt like charging a connection fee, which is separate from the impact on water and sewer that new homeowners
this is part of their impact on their sewer. It's non-refundable. It's not something that's restricted. It's a connection fee that they pay to us to connect to our system one time with the building permit.
So it goes on the building permit fees?
Yeah, but it's on the building permit, yeah, but it will go to water and sewer. I feel like those are justified. I don't feel like they're extravagant.
I feel like that's reasonable.
So those would not be subject to the study. On everything I've read, those are not subject to the study. Everything I've researched, everything I've found, I talked with Val about it. Val is 100% in agreement that connection fees are separate from impact fees, and that we could charge that. So I tried to highlight Mark.
What is the yellow?
The yellow was just we need to have discussions on. So we have one, like the date, I have to make sure I update that. Okay. Credit card fees, that's something we can issue in the finding phase without having to do a resolution for. So we need to have a discussion on that. What else do I have in here? A lot of green was new.
Orange was something I want to ask, Tiffany, yeah. Is underwater deposit. You've got that starred.
Is that the one?
It's on page 3.
Oh, my double star?
Yes.
Because I want that
deposit. Are they going to get that back? I think we
that's something we need to have
that.
A discussion on, because if you look at other cities, 90% of other cities have stopped charging water deposits to homeowners. They only charge it on rentals. And it's held until the account is closed. It is not refunded.
I actually like that idea.
That because we have a lot that...
For rentals.
Yes.
Because you have a lot that get abandoned.
Yeah, and I'm going to say about 70% of the time a home is sold, right, homeowner to homeowner. 70% of the time, the title company is now calling me to say, hey, what's the balance on this account, and do I need to collect anything at closing? Twice now I have said, yes, I want you to collect this much at closing. And the other times I've been, nope, they're current. I'm not worried about this account.
Because yes.
It's current. They're in good standing. It's those ones that are not in good standing that I ask title to collect.
So. Well, the thing, too, with, like, apartments and stuff that landlords are, that's why we're doing another resolution and another ordinance that says if you're renting to somebody and they up and move and just leave this $200-$300 bill, you as the homeowner are responsible for that.
And this one, Linda, the $200 under building fees, that's one, that water deposit currently is one that we put on the construction account, but it's a credit. So we can move that to where it's no longer a credit on page 3. As I'm looking at that, that's under building fees, so know that that's something I wanted to talk about. Do we just charge them a solid 6 months of water and we don't have to worry about credits and it's like, nope, this is what you get to build the house? Really, they don't use that much water building the house.
Tyler will kind of direct us on that.
That's
my goal. Unfortunately, we posted it. Yes, I will email out the final, but okay. That's where I'm like, I wanted to try and get as many questions tonight.
What is the orange for dog fees?
The dog kennel license, so right now it states anybody having two or more dogs that are breeding. I currently ran into issues where people have three dogs. I didn't know if council wanted to discuss your call. I'm just throwing the box in there. If we just say, okay, you have three dogs, get a kennel license, but we limit it if they're not breeding. That's right. Right now, that's what I didn't know. I was like, your call, but I was like, because I don't know how to handle them. Right? Well, I can't issue them three dog licenses, but then they're out of code.
We end up having...
And I'm just a hiccup.
Ordinance
of how to handle that
specifically, say, and that's really what a kennel is.
Yes.
It's the business fee for breeding your dogs, mm-hmm. is basically what a kennel is. But these people that are going, I mean, we had somebody in here with four or five dogs, they're not breeding them, they're all fixed.
But they want
their
kennel licenses.
So they came in to buy a license for them?
Yeah, they came in to get the yearly dog licenses, and the one lady had three dogs.
We're doing that.
And I couldn't issue her a third tag because I said that city code only says two dogs unless you have a kennel license. So that one was just marked orange. I wanted to make sure I clarified that with you guys. Where I had those issues several times.
When I was out of compliance, because I had my son and my daughter's dog, and my dog, I just paid for three.
You just paid for three. Oh, that's where I was like, I'm not sure.
Also, on library
cards. That's right and wrong. I'm just saying that's what happened.
What?
Library cards non-resident in that meeting that they had last night with the library board.
By the way, okay, library fees, yep. Sorry, these aren't numbered yet.
5, I guess it is.
Yeah, sorry.
They talked about $80 a year because that's what every library is at. If I want a library card from Brigham, I got to pay $80.
Okay.
And part of them, they're now finding out because they have, it's not Apollo, Apollo's the other one, but they have the program where they get books that you can audio listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to Brigham because Brigham has more books than what Garland does, but then it binds up the system because now they've gone to Brigham. So all of these places are saying, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to pay more in your library card from us.
Libby. It's Libby that they listen
Libby,
to.
Libby, that's what it's called. Thank you.
Was that approved or just discussed?
No, they just discussed it last night about this is what they're going to. And
said
I said that
$80 is 25. They're looking going to 80.
You know what? If you live in Syracuse and you want to get some books from a neighboring town, they have to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Syracuse is a
it's just binding up.
I don't ever want to discourage any child.
Well, this is if they're not our resident.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter.
Well, non-resident means out of state.
No, library, non-resident, so you have to, it's anybody outside of Box Elder County.
Yes, anybody outside of Box Elder County.
So if you're a Box Elder County resident, there's no fee. It looks like on the library fees right here. Box Elder County resident, no fee. So it should be called non-county resident, right? Anybody outside of Box Elder County?
Which they're not going to be coming to the library unless...
Do you know there's a lady here that's going to Salt Lake to do that with Libby?
Mm-hmm.
For her.
And Salt Lake charged her $80 for a library card.
Okay.
So, I just want to talk to Linda about that.
But I'll make sure I keep working on this. Like I said, budgets took up a lot of my time. I just talked with Val about some of the subdivision fees.
Okay.
Well, we can just... And then I'll send out another email.
This is just a start.
Okay. Well, I know Tyler was super excited about subdivision fees, things like that.
This is fantastic. I'm thrilled.
So I'll clarify a few of those items, especially like the water deposit. I love
also with park fees.
Yes.
I don't know about everybody else, but I know usually it's $100 deposit. If you're going to go $200, then I would like the $200, but I would like some of that to not be refunded.
So that one is just for the baseball diamonds. The $200 is just for the baseball diamonds.
Okay.
So.
But is that given back to them? Because again,
it is. If it's kept to the past, you're wrong. Yeah, lost it. They lost like $50 of it due to the toilet disaster. But it is because it's just saying, okay, this is for our bathrooms, and if you screw up our bathrooms.
And who decides if it's refunded or not?
Shannon King.
Okay.
So as he opens and closes the bathrooms for the games, things like that. You'll notice it is different. It is lower for the Bowery rental. It's only at $50.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit. We just had that one party that was up there last Sunday. They came in here and they rented the Bowery from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So, I go up there to unlock bathrooms. There was no one around at 10 a.m. No one. I mean, there's 12 hours that they got that Bowery for $30. I don't think that's...
Then we could limit that to $30 for 8 hours. And then if you want
so
longer than that...
The other part of that is now I try and get a hold of that family and say, when is someone going to be there? Because that's the thing. They're coming in and saying, I want it from this time to this time. So we're all thinking that's when everything needs to be opened. But they didn't start till 1 o'clock.
I would say his situation is probably a little unique. With he booked that months ago. So
yeah, because he wanted to make
I wonder if that's something that Crystal and I can call in advance, a day or two in advance, and just verify times. So
well, I would say $30 for
there.
A whole day is pretty cheap.
How do these fees
because they,
what Shannon brought a couple months ago to council?
Because also they turned on the lights underneath the Bowery, so we're going to have that building. And I don't know why you would do that during the day.
Yeah, I don't know. These are the exact same prices that were brought before council earlier this year. The only exception added was cleanup of $25 per hour if needed. So if you leave a mess, I'm basically taking that from your security deposit. So that was an added
perfect
thing here.
We want it to be obtainable.
Yeah, you want it to be used. We don't want to overcharge people. Right now, there's not a run for our park or a run for our armory. I think. I know, but...
I could see like $30 for 4 hours.
Yeah, we can limit it.
$80 for 8 hours or $80 for...
Yeah, but we also only we have somebody come in that only paid $65 a day for 3 full days and nights. So keep that in mind. They're staying all day and all night for 3 straight days.
Well, that's you could break it down by X number of dollars for so many hours, and then X number of dollars for every additional 4 hours or whatever.
Okay, I can add that.
Because it's just...
Because even if they're overnight, you still got to go up there and still check the restrooms, make sure they don't
need power on the battery, that's included. They'll be able to turn those lights on, move on all night, whatever. We've got to make sure
we're clean. Pops in, whatever.
That's the only one I've heard of this summer, that we have an overnight coming in. So we can watch that going forward, definitely. But all the park costs are everything the same. I got all the library costs from the library. Linda set those costs.
Great.
So that's kind of where we're at. The only thing I just talked about tonight about was the subdivision fees on how we collect our engineering fees, things like that. I wanted to clarify with her, so I will get working on that section. And like I said, I'll put another email out, and you can respond with questions. But I do ask you kind of really go through this so we're all on the same page. And it's something that can't be done during council. You've got to take a few minutes at home to read through it and let me know if there's things you don't agree with.
Okay.
Any other questions on fines or fees? Okay, the next thing is the garbage rate increase. Okay, here a few months ago, in April, I believe it was, we received a letter from Econo Waste that they were going to go up 72 cents, I believe it was, per garbage can. Okay. Right now, we are paying 73 cents per stamp, and it is going up to 76 cents in July. So, not only do we need the increase for the garbage rate, but we need the increase for the postage rate, because today when I got the mail, there's also three of them and four of them in there that we paid postage for that came back because they're non-deliverable. So, we are paying out a lot of money for postage. So,
did we not resolve the garbage?
No, we did not. We just kind of said,
discussed it a million times and not done anything.
Okay. But I believe when these increases happen, this is something that has to be passed on to every resident. Because in a roundabout way, if you don't, then all of a sudden that much money is now not...
Well, okay, wait. We're given a discount for people who do
online billing,
so they shouldn't have to pay for postage. That's a buck, right?
It's a dollar, yeah.
So...
But there's not that... I mean, there's a few of them, but there's not that many.
I told Crystal we put in the newsletter. Hey, let's make another push out. More and more people, a lot of our new customers who do agree, Crystal, are on the email.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think we like pass on a charge for postage to them. Just full disclosure, I am online bill.
Oh,
so
I am too.
I'm getting email billing.
The positive thing is passing this along is it's preventing a tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this is a pass-along fee, and we pass this fee along, that prolongs a tax increase.
Yeah.
And people will understand when the fee is raised that I'm going to have to pay a little bit more. But they're furious if the taxes have to go up.
Right. This is done in hopes that we can...
Also, the thing with postage, you might be online, but if you're one of those that get cut off or shut off, then we send a notice.
Yeah.
Then that should be
what we have to pay.
Then let's tack that into that.
And that's part of my fucking things I get out of
having just add it to their bill and not.
It can be the collection fee.
The sale shouldn't have to be
part of your
push out notice. I'm going to charge $5.
Well, yeah. Well, because you're taking time and you're paying postage.
I think 1 month we had 112 shut-off notices sent out. So that was something. Because if I need these schedule once I pass it, you have to review it line by line. You don't have time to do it here. Because I'm adding things we haven't done, which I feel are purposeful. Because if I have to print out the paper, put it in the envelope, and stamp it, and I can't use, you know, a book, it's a single stamp on everyone.
No, if they're the ones incurring the fee, they should be the ones paying the fee. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay, so now we need to go back to the garbage. 72 cents. Are we passing that on to our customers? I think
Sure that has to be passed on because the city can't cover every increase that comes our way.
So now, with that being said, Crystal or Tiffany, has paper gone up? has our colored cartridges gone up?
Well, we ordered just colors, and we were $527 for that teeny tiny.
So can we go a dollar even to make up for cartridges? What do we do?
We'll get back to
see an increase in paper, but toner cartridges are ridiculous.
Get back to the same thing. We're not printing them.
No.
But I think a garbage fee is a garbage fee, and this is going to pad us a little bit if we get a 20 cent.
Next year.
If we raised it a dollar now, that would give us a quarter pad for next time, but I don't know. I don't know the right answer, but that's just
again, something to think about, because this is just a work session, and we're not
making
this is sometimes we don't always see the
back. We paid it on the May
billing,
so.
Yeah, we're already 1 month behind.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 months, 3 months behind.
Let's for sure have that on the July agenda to discuss, and
I think we should do the least amount possible.
Okay, so it's 72 cents, so what if we raise it 75?
Say it's 75 cents, so whatever you want to do. I just know, even with rate increases, right? Crystal and I will take a run. Any increase you do, we got 100 phone calls just over the current rate increase. I thought we did this last year.
I'm sending him an email saying, we really need you to do this and make it concurrent with our other utilities so that we only have to do one and don't have to keep going back like it looks
right.
now you're asking for this.
Right.
If we just do one at a time, like do the water, sewer, and garbage at the same time, it's done.
Yeah, and we'll just need to keep it consistent, so he needs to have it done to let us know.
So it had to have it done in February, March, so that we could have it for April.
We had it by April, we knew it was going up in May.
It'd be nice if they let us know in February, for whatever reason we moved like cold molasses.
Yeah. So just something else to think about. The other thing I want you guys to go through is Shannon asked us a month ago, to please go through those rules for the park.
Yeah.
We only need to make sure that we read through them and come up with our ideas or changes that you want so that he can get those.
Do we have that in an email version that you can
Or is it, can be, is
do we have a printout?
He said
did he?
Okay. I'm not sure we can find it and resend it.
Yeah, if they find it, they can resend it out to everybody.
He basically wanted us to proofread it, and I don't think it needs a formal.
Do you want to add it? Do you not want to add it?
Yeah.
Is there something that you want to see different in one area than?
Yeah. Okay.
We just wanted to know what all your ideas were.
Okay.
So.
Good deal. And then what's this all about? Our sanitation.
Well, that was just numbers of what I pulled this month. I didn't know what you wanted to see.
That was the garbage increase.
May billing up front, bill the residents, and then what we brought in off that billing with the increase in that. Fix that extra number.
Bless you for doing it. Okay. Thank you. I got nothing.
Okay. So, before we adjourn, we need to go into a short closed
session. Can I ask a question before we do that?
Yes.
You must be John Powell.
Yes.
Hey, you want to help with Garden City Days?
Oh my gosh.
Meet Days? August 1st and 2nd.
City Celebration.
July.
City Celebration.
But City Party, you better hear it. The first week of August.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, well look at you, man.
How long have you lived here?
I've been in my house that I currently have for 8 years.
So shame on us for not getting the word out.
Hey, the word's been out.
We need to advertise better.
Wait, we advertise.
I know you do.
I'll reach out to it and love some help. It'd be a good way for you to get to know some of the people in the community and for them to get to know you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, reach out. We'll see.
Hey, thanks, John.
Do you need his phone number?
It's probably on this online thing that he had to
fill out.
Okay, awesome, thanks.
You could do
that. I'm a motion that we go into a closed door session.
I'll second that.
Okay. What's the walk code?
It's on our last agenda.
Thank you.
It's on our minutes.
It is per.
Shoot, what did I do with my...
Oh, no,
52-4-201.
54.
52.
50-4. Okay, wait a minute.
52.
52.
Dash 4.
4.
Dash 201.
Dash 201.
To discuss.
Employee.
To discuss employee.
Personnel, however you want to word it.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call. Councilmember Nelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Allen?
Yes.
Councilmember Atkinson?
Yes.